Haskell, Brother and Sister.
St. Helena, California, October 6, 1911. Elder Haskell, Portland, Maine. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, we have just received your long letter, and we thank you for writing so full an account of your work. We are pleased that your own prospects are so favorable. If it were not that the winter months are right upon us, I would be pleased to unite with you in your efforts for Portland, Maine. If the winter proves severe, it may be wise for you to change your place of labor till the warmer weather comes again. My book, The Acts of the Apostles, has gone to the press. Soon it will be printed and ready for circulation. I feel more thankful than I can express for the interest my workers have taken in the preparation of this book, that its truths might be presented in the clear and simple language which the Lord has charged me never to depart from in any of my writings. The Lord has been good to me in sending me intelligent, understanding workers. I appreciate highly their interest and the encouragement I have had in preparing this book for the people. I trust that it will have a large circulation. Our people need all the light that the Lord has been pleased to send, that they may be encouraged and strengthened for their labors in proclaiming the message of warning in these last days. I am very thankful that the Lord has given me the privilege of being His messenger to communicate precious truth to others. All who have heard me speak know that I have not departed from His instruction that I should present the truth in its simplicity. There is a great work to be done. The truth for this time is to go forth with simplicity and yet with power. It is to be told in words that will be understood by all classes, that all may be blessed thereby. Even the unlearned are to comprehend the precious lessons which the Lord desires us to teach. It is the Holy Spirit that impresses the truth upon the heart. He will make the words of the faithful worker so impressive that the hearers will have no excuse for saying, "I did not understand what the message meant." I am very thankful that you are in Portland. I was in Portland when the message of the Lord's soon coming was first preached there in 1843 and 1844. I was quite young then, but the Lord gave me His Holy Spirit that I might act my part in that movement. Now I am in my 84th year, and the Lord is still working through His instrument. I am still proclaiming this last message of warning to the world. Brother and Sister Haskell, take care of your health. Live simply. Your habits are to be controlled by sanctified wills that are guided by the principles of truth and righteousness. Pattern your life after Christ's. He studied His plans, that He might speak and work in such a way as to carry out the purpose of His Father. And His teachings drew all classes of people to hear Him. It means much to sow beside all waters. It means a continual imparting of the gifts that we have received from God. We need the light of heaven to shine into our hearts. We need the grace of God to be constantly imparted to us, that we may abound in every good work. As it is written, "He hath dispersed abroad, He hath given to the poor, His righteousness remaineth forever." 2 Corinthians 9, verse 9. Let us minister to the people the truths of the gospel in word and deed, and in the simplicity of Christ. Talk the truth, pray the truth, and the Lord will enrich you in every good work. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Verses 7, 8. I ask you to study this 9th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Brother and Sister Haskell,
true laborers together in the Lord, do not be discouraged. You do not write as if you were in any wise disheartened. Come into a sacred nearness to the Lord. You are to stand unitedly to do the will of the Lord wherever the way seems to open. Everywhere we shall see the need of means for the advancement of the work. But be of good courage in the Lord. Do not harbor doubts in your mind. Time is short. Under the influence and in the power of the Spirit of God, we are to give this message to the world. In visions of the night, representations passed before me, showing the results of presenting the truth in the simplicity of true godliness. I seemed to be in a gathering with our people. The sick were being healed. The spirit of intercession was upon the people. Urgent appeals were made, and hearts were subdued and broken before the Lord. Many confessed their sins.
On every side, doors were thrown open for the proclamation of the truth, and genuine conversions were made. I heard the voice of intercession. Then I heard the voice of rejoicing. I said, "This is a work like that which was done in 1843 and 1844. The Lord is sending us repeated instruction, pointing us to the importance of becoming earnest, diligent workers. We have an important work to do, a work that will not wait, a work that can be accomplished only in the power of the Spirit and under the guidance and direction of Christ. Let every believer at this time show himself a worker together with God. Let all differences be put away, all light, meaningless talk. Let us speak and act righteously. The Lord will work with very soul who will yield heart and mind to his control. To all who will be led by the Spirit, God will impart his righteousness. His glory will be their front guard and their re-reward. There is missionary work to be done in many unpromising places. Now is our time and opportunity to do this work. God requires that believers shall take up the work that is waiting to be done and do it with earnestness and diligence.